considered with KT Pye, who is the president of the UCT Surgical Society. And she will be chatting to us today about next week in Scrub Run. The Scrub Run is a part of the Sanlam Cape Town Marathon, where passionate medical students and healthcare professionals will be running the 5 kilometer and 10 kilometer virtual peace run in full medical scrubs. Each runner aims to raise funds for each kilometer they run, with all proceeds going towards the initiative. The Scrub Run was founded in 2018, and last year they managed to raise 100,000 rand. This year they are planning on surpassing this amount so that we can provide even more children with the medical care they need. Welcome to the show, Caitlin. How are you doing today?
Hi, Zara. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's so awesome to meet you and to be here. I'm doing great now that I'm here. I feel like I'm talking to a celebrity.
Can you tell us more about yourself, please?
So like I said, my name's Katie, well, like you said, and I'm a final year medical student. So next year I'm going to be a doctor. And I actually just recently finished my pediatric rotation just here in Red Cross a few weeks ago. So it's so awesome to be back. And this year I'm very lucky to be the president of the UCT Surgical Society.
We're at the UCT Surgical Society on RDX Radio before, but for those listeners who don't know, could you please tell us more about what the society is?
Yeah, sure. So the UCT Surgical Society is a student-run society that was basically created by and for students who have an interest in all things surgical. So it was established in 2006, and it's grown to have more than 600 members, and it's actually one of the biggest societies at UCT. And we host talks and webinars and conferences where we invite surgeons to talk to us about interesting topics in surgery. We have surgical skills workshops, opportunities for students to get involved in research in surgery, shadowing opportunities, and so much more. And of course, a huge part of what we do is to create platforms for students to give back to our community, and to support organizations which focus on making surgical care more accessible and equitable for everyone.
Could you please give us more details about the Scrub Run?
Yeah, sure. So the Scrub Run was founded in 2018, and it was initiated by a former member of the Surgical Society, and in collaboration with the Children's Hospital Trust. So the idea was for students to register for the Cape Town Marathon, either the 5 kilometer or 10 kilometer race, and to raise money for every kilometer that they run. But there was a special twist in that every runner was asked to run in surgical scrubs to show their support. And this year, the money raised is going towards the upgrade and expansion of the emergency center here at Red Cross Hospital. And this was a project started in 2019 in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And the goal was sort of to ensure that all students, or children rather, get access to life-saving medical treatment that they require to be healthy, happy, and safe.
When will the Scrub Run take place?
So the Scrub Run is going to take place during the Sanlam Cape Town Virtual Marathon next week, Saturday, on the 16th of October. Between 6 and 10 a.m. And entries will close on the 14th. So if you'd like to participate, you must sign up soon. Yeah, and also if you would like to run with us in a group on the day, we'll be running a route at the Sea Point Promenade. And then you can find more details about that on our social media.
How can people support the Scrub Run?
So there are actually two ways that you can support. So the first one is... Well, before I get into this, can I maybe tell you a bit about how the virtual run will work?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so due to COVID restrictions, the Cape Town Marathon will be taking place virtually as it did last year. So what this means is that participants will log their run using an official app affiliated with the Sanlam Cape Town Marathon virtual race. So when you register, all runners will receive a link and a code to download the app along with your race number. And how it works is the app uses the GPS on your phone to track your run and your race time. And then you can either run 5 or 10 kilometers. And the beauty of it being online means that you can run it anywhere you like and you can design your own race. So you can get all your friends and family involved, whether it's your grandparents in Joburg or your aunties and uncles in Durban, anything, everyone can participate. And then on the day, at any time between 6 and 10 a.m., you run your route. And when you finish, you'll receive a digital medal and certificate to commemorate your achievement. And you can even show this off on Instagram if you want.
Today we are talking about mental health awareness. Do you have any advice on how to keep a good mental health?
Yeah, so I think that's an awesome question. And I think mental health awareness is so, so important. Particularly because there's still a lot of shame about having difficulties with mental health. And there really shouldn't be. I mean, as a medical student, we're taught to focus on not only physical health and well-being, but also mental health and well-being. And the more we're honest and open about it, the more people who are struggling can feel comfortable to ask for help. And this is not only important for people with mental illness, but mental health is important for everyone. And attending to your mental health and well-being is so important in our everyday lives, whether that be enjoying a cup of tea with a friend, having a warm shower, reading a book, or even going for a run. So I encourage everyone listening to do something for yourself and to always be kind to yourself.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
So just to let you know about how you can get involved and maybe support us if you're listening. So there's two ways you can do that. The first is to sign up for the race and then run in support of the Children's Hospital Trust. Get involved in raising funds for every kilometre you run. And for those of you who are maybe not so keen on running, you can also just donate directly to the Children's Hospital Trust through our Give and Gain page. And really, any donation, no matter how small, really matters and helps us get closer to our goal. And all the info and the links to either sign up or donate can be found on our Instagram page at UCT SurgSoc or our Facebook page, UCT Surgical Society.
Thank you so much for spending your time here today. Let me know what you're thinking about this amazing initiative to all my listeners. On Twitter, we are at RDX Radio SA. On Facebook, we are RDX Radio SA. And on Instagram, we are at RDX Radio SA. Our WhatsApp number is 060-61-8048.